it's taken 22 years the Chiefs win a playoff game. I don't even know if we had Chiefs Rewind. I was here 22 years ago. The Chiefs win it 30-0 over the Houston Texans. Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, with B.J. Kissel, Chiefs reporter. What does this mean to the Chiefs' kingdom? Not only to win this game, but to win 30-0.
Mitch, we're going to get there, but Mitch, I've got to ask you, because I don't think there's anybody in the kingdom that cares more about the success of this team and that you just wear it on your sleeve. What did this win mean to you?
You know, when you're up 30-0, you have the last 4 minutes to kind of have it come together, but it was passing through my... It was passing through my vision. It was 22 years in front of my eyes. But I tell you what I was going to do. I was going to find Derek Johnson first, because he's been here the longest, 11 years.
Yep.
So is Colquitt. Mm-hmm. Those are the two first guys I found. Then I found Tamba, because he's been here the second longest. And we've gone through a lot, my friend. We've gone through a lot. And five head coaches, more than that with the 20 to me. But anyway, those guys have gone through a lot. But we move on now. We're going to talk about that later, but let's move on.
All right. Well, you look at this game, and you have to start coming into this game. All the talk was about J.J. Watt and what he was going to do and how the Chiefs' offensive line was going to mix up with him. And then early in the game, you see Larry Duvernay-Tardif leave with a concussion, and Ja Reed steps into that right tackle spot, and even more focus gets put on that offensive line and that front seven and slowing those guys down. And they did that, and they held them down. They made somebody else try to beat them. It was a phenomenal game plan to slow them down. You saw the Chiefs put points on the board from literally the opening kickoff. I think everybody just kind of relaxed after Nile went 106 yards on that touchdown.
And I didn't hear a lot of special teams talk. All the national pundits broke this game down 1,000 ways. I never heard about special teams. I thought the Chiefs could dominate that category, and they did. Final question to you. The dominance on defense. They get 5 takeaways, 4 picks, and a fumble recovery. What about this Chiefs defense?
It's been the story of the Chiefs. It seems like every time we've done a Chiefs Rewind, now 11 straight, it's always turnovers. It's always takeaways. And you look at 4 interceptions, 1 forced fumble. I mean, it's just a dominating performance. And you look at some of those, the interceptions, and those are the plays that are going to get a lot of the credit. But you look at how those plays got set up, because they were in third and long situations. It's because Josh Malga beats a block and makes the tackle. It's because Dontari Poe beats a block and makes the tackle. Next thing you know, it's 3rd and 8. They've got to throw the ball down the field, and that's when those guys make plays. That's what they're back there to do. Saw Eric Berry do it. We saw Marcus Peters continue to make plays.